Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The All Local on KNX News, 97.1 FM.
This is KNX News, 97.1 FM, Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station. Good morning, I'm Rob Archer. In for Chris Edens, our top local story. 3 days after a shootout at Peck Park in San Pedro, LAPD detectives are getting closer to figuring out what led to the shooting. Two people killed, five others hurt.
While LAPD Chief Michael Moore told the police commission that four handguns were found near the baseball diamond in Peck Park, Captain Adrian Gonzalez, the commander of South Bureau Homicide that's handling the incident, says indications are this was not a gang-on-gang shooting based on witness information and other data.
We haven't really tied any specific group or gang to the shooting. We do know that there was a couple of individuals who had a dispute, and they decided to take this opportunity here on Sunday to settle it. That turned into a shootout, and that's all we know at this time.
Although the number of shooters remains unclear, evidence is pointing to the belief it was more than one, because 70 expended shell casings were recovered by criminals working the area. In Peck Park, Pete Demetrio, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
Well, it might be the stress from the pandemic, but there are a lot more incidents of road rage in Los Angeles. Numbers going up and some people even flashing guns.
The month of June was the worst ever in terms of road rage in L.A. 90 incidents were reported, that according to Crosstown at USC. And overall, the number of these angry encounters has jumped nearly a third compared to last year. Plus, people pulled guns in 136 incidents in the first 6 months of this year. Doug Shoup is with the Auto Club.
Always avoid eye contact with angry drivers. Don't respond to aggression with aggression.
Most of the road rage in L.A. happens downtown, and a woman here tells me while she doesn't deal with it very often, she would never mix it up with another driver.
It's not worth your life.
LAPD, by the way, defines road rage as an assault with either a weapon or a car after an incident on the roadway. So these numbers don't even include the screaming matches or obscene gestures that are so common out there. In downtown L.A., John Baird, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
The Fed has raised interest rates 0.75 points. That's another aggressive move to try to bring down inflation. Credit card interest, car loans, home loans, among the things that are going to cost you a little bit more. A boy has been hit and killed by a truck in Long Beach. The driver has been arrested. 7-year-old boy was crossing Lakewood Boulevard on 23rd Street with his father yesterday evening when he was hit. He was pronounced dead at the scene. Now, the police say the driver failed to stop at the intersection. He has been charged with suspicion of vehicular manslaughter. Alcohol, drugs, and distracted driving not believed to be factors. A fire has damaged a hotel's parking facility near LAX. Firefighters called to the West Century Boulevard near La Cienega around 5:30 this morning. They were able to knock it down in about 15 minutes. Traffic was affected briefly because of the fire, all the fire apparatus at the building. Nobody was hurt. A disruptive passenger reportedly tried to kick out a window during a flight from London to L.A., forced Virgin Atlantic to divert the plane to Salt Lake City. That passenger was arrested on arrival, and the flight went on to LAX last night after about a four-hour delay. Some unconfirmed reports online say the man was drunk and was detained by a group of off-duty Marines who were on board until the plane landed. Virgin Atlantic apologized for the inconvenience. They also denied reports that the passenger tried to breach the cockpit. Passenger traffic at LAX back to normal. First time since January of 2020, before the pandemic started. More than 6 million passengers traveled through the airport in a month. Those numbers from last month are a 25% increase when compared to last year. Airport officials say the number of international travelers also up a lot, increasing nearly 113% last month when compared to June of 2021. Home sales drove up the value of all assessed property in LA County by a record amount.
The number that we released at 6.95, it is almost a full percentage point higher than we projected back in May when we did our forecast.
Assessor Jeff Prang tells KNX that nearly 7% jump brings the total assessed value of property in LA County to a record $1.89 trillion.
Residential sales is the primary driver of this growth. Real property sales added about $70 billion to the growth of the assessment role. And that's a pretty significant amount of money.
Prang says the valuation translates to about $19 billion in property tax dollars to help fund public education and other county services. The downside? Buying a home in L.A. County becomes that much more expensive. Karen Adams, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
And people are cutting back because of inflation.
Will prices eventually start to fall? The short answer, no. According to Joanne Weiner, a professor of behavioral economics at George Washington University.
It is true that companies can say, you know, we've raised our prices, people have gotten used to it, there's no need to cut back the price of a Chipotle burrito, or, you know, if you go out to McDonald's for the Big Mac, why reduce the price? And you rarely see the prices go down after they've gone up.
Weiner says higher wages, shortages, and higher costs for supplies are fueling inflation. Emily Valdez, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, "Hey Alexa, play KNX News." You can listen on the Odyssey app, available on Android, Apple, or wherever you download your apps, and on our website at knxnews.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.